WEX CEO stays on despite proxy battle. WEX, a leading provider of fuel cards and other payment solutions, has ended its proxy battle with activist investor Impactive Capital. The company has agreed to bring on board new directors backed by the investor, but CEO Melissa Smith will remain in her role. This decision marks an end to a contentious period for WEX, which had faced pressure from Impactive to change its leadership and governance structure. The outcome of this proxy battle underscores the growing influence of activist investors in shaping corporate strategy. The proxy battle at WEX was sparked by concerns over the company's stock performance relative to its peers. Impactive Capital argued that WEX's market share in commercial fleet card issuance was being threatened by Corpay, a rival company. However, the outcome of this battle highlights the challenges faced by activist investors in achieving their goals through proxy battles alone. Despite the end of the proxy battle, WEX has agreed to make some changes to its board composition. Three new directors backed by Impactive Capital will join the company's board, including Kurt Adams, Ellen Alemani, and Lauren Taylor Wolf. These new additions are expected to bring fresh perspectives and expertise to the company. The three new directors have diverse backgrounds and experience. Kurt Adams is the CEO of IPC Systems, a provider of network services and trading communications technology for financial institutions. Ellen Alemani is a director at First Citizens BancShares and has served as chairwoman and CEO of CIT Group. Lauren Taylor Wolf is the co-founder and managing partner of Impactive Capital. WEX's decision to bring on new board members backed by Impactive Capital may be seen as a compromise between the company's desire to maintain stability and its need to address shareholder concerns. The addition of these new directors could help WEX navigate the challenges facing the payment solutions industry. The proxy battle at WEX has also highlighted the growing importance of proxy advisory services in shaping corporate governance. Recent recommendations from proxy advisory companies such as Egan Jones and Glass, Lewis & Company have influenced the outcome of this battle. These services are increasingly playing a key role in guiding shareholder decisions on board composition and executive compensation. WEX's annual meeting of shareholders has been rescheduled for May 14, giving investors more time to cast their ballots on the new slate of director nominees. This delay may be seen as an attempt by WEX to address concerns over the proxy battle and ensure a smooth transition for the new board members. The outcome of this proxy battle is likely to have implications for other companies in the payment solutions industry. As activist investors continue to play a more prominent role in shaping corporate strategy, companies will need to be prepared to adapt to changing shareholder expectations and governance requirements. WEX's decision to keep CEO Melissa Smith in her role may be seen as a vote of confidence in her leadership abilities. However, the company's stock performance over the past 5 years has been under pressure relative to its peers, highlighting the need for continued innovation and strategic planning to drive growth and value creation.